Good evening, I'm Rafferty Cleary. Expect partly cloudy skies tonight, a low near 65. The Upper Cumberland vowed to never forget today. 20 bell strikes at a ceremony in downtown Sparta helping remember firefighters who lost their lives during a terror attack 18 years ago today. Keynote speaker, State Senator Paul Bailey, noting that remembering and honoring the victims is even more important today as younger generations have no living memory of that day.
So we gather today to reflect on what we remember, to remember the fallen, their families, and the heroes. We also gather to ensure that each succeeding generation knows the story of what happened that dark day and understands why we must never forget 9/11/2001.
Putnam County holding a Reflect and Remember ceremony at 5:45 this evening at the county courthouse. A grand opening took place today for the Upper Cumberland Development District's new building on England Drive in Cookeville. Executive Director Mark Farley said the celebration fell on the agency's 50th birthday.
And we're just excited for today. We're excited not only for the staff to have this new facility, but it's a big day for the region to have a new facility, not only for the Development District to use, but for other agencies to hold their meetings from time to time.
Mid-State Construction began building the new 19,500-square-foot facility in July of 2018, the UCDD began moving from its South Willow Avenue location at the beginning of this month. That facility operated since December 1972 and could no longer serve the agency's needs. The asking price for a site pad at the Crossville Interchange Business Park will be a little cheaper now, City Council reducing the $100,000 listing price to $40,000 an acre Tuesday night. Councilman Rob Harrison said the 20-acre site received little interest under the higher sell price.
I respect the cost that we have put into this. Our primary goal has been to get jobs that are paying well above average. I'm counting on being able to do that. Even though the price is lower than the cost that we've incurred on this. I'm also a believer in markets and that you have to go with what the market will bear at the moment.
Councilman J.H. Graham voting against the price reduction because the city has more than $75,000 an acre invested in that property. A local vocational school will build the Allgood Farmers Market. City Administrator Keith Morrison said he's gearing up to negotiate a construction agreement with TCAT Livingston.
Well, what we would need to do is follow their purchasing guidelines. Since they're a government entity, they'll have purchasing guidelines and probably already have negotiated prices under contract for materials. So we would need to make sure that they're meeting those and that all we're doing is reimbursing material costs under a negotiated probably state contract of some sorts.
City Council voting Tuesday to let Morrison move forward with the negotiating process. The city originally agreed to let a local contractor build the facility for cost of materials only. Morrison said the agreement eventually fell through. White County has another resource for local veterans to use. Clean Heart Christian Ministries opened its Veterans Outreach Branch Wednesday afternoon. Coordinator and retired Navy Captain Bill Rapchinya said the new program provides a fellowship for local veterans.
Well, the outreach is new and we're still learning as we go. We're going out and touching bases with all the veterans resources that are available throughout the state, and unfortunately not a lot here in Middle Tennessee, Cookeville and Sparta. So hopefully we'll get some traction on it and get vets coming through here, sharing stories and experiences with whatever they do with the VA, if it's medical or mental health or anything like that, and provide them a resource. If we don't have it, we'll find it.
What are you all going to be offering here at the Clean Heart Ministry facility?
Basically, a laptop computer. If some of these older guys that aren't good with computers or anything like that, get online, get an account with the VA, if it's through benefits or pharmaceutical needs or medical, anything. Education.
How many folks have you served so far? Is it just now getting going?
Just now getting going. Right now, we probably serve a few of the team members, but just because of where we are and what the experience we have, but no one's come through the door yet.
Okay. How did this idea get started?
Clean Heart Ministry started as a crisis pregnancy center, and Susan Kolk hit Steve's wife. She was like, well, we should have something for the veterans. She comes from a military family, and it kind of evolved from there.
So it sounds like this is not just a White County Sparta deal at all.
Not yet. It is right now, but you know, we'll take anybody. It's all about helping a vet. It doesn't matter what county they're from.
What's the process if folks need help? They just stop by at any time, appointment? How does that work?
Appointment would be nice. They're open from Tuesday to Thursday from 8 to about 2 in the afternoon. We hand out medical needs for pregnant moms or newborns, anything like that, and a veteran can come through the door. And a lot of us are on call. If they have a question, they can leave the question with us and let us research it and get back with them. Probably be the best bet.
Do you see this as a good way to build a partnership with the White County Veterans Service Office, but not only White Counties, but the surrounding areas as well?
Absolutely. The White County Service Officer is part of our Veterans Outreach Team, so he provides a lot. And with the representatives from Knoxville, Veronica Jackson Patrick is the Department of Veterans Affairs. Mike Woods is the Veterans Administration Chaplain. And I just met Terry, I can't remember his last name, but he's from Nashville. So we have the resources, and it's about keeping that drumbeat, because it's not having the ceremony like we did today and then everything goes into a fade. It's about keeping it alive and keeping it going, just getting people aware.
The program's grand opening took place following Wednesday's 9/11 ceremony in downtown Sparta. Clean Heart Ministries is located at 17 East Maple Street.